Saturday was one of those surreal days that you'd never want to experience, but looking back at it, it was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. We started at 8 o'clock in the morning. We met with our team and their parents. We didn't have any idea what we were going to do for the day. We didn't know if we were just going to forfeit the game to Buffalo in the loser out game, or if we were going to try and play and just see how it goes, or if we were, you know, going to go play and set the world on fire. There's really no way to set up how this is going to happen. We really didn't know. But my assistant coach had got a text from Matt Hahn, which is Kaylee Murphy and Maddie's dad, and it said that Murphy really wants to play. So, you know, that kind of made our decision that, well, if Murph wants to play, we're going to play. And, you know, so we took our team out as a family. We went out and saw the Hahn family as a group and, you know, kind of talked to them and did that. And then we came back into town and everybody sort of kind of got ready to play basketball against Buffalo. And we were supposed to play them at 1 o'clock. And, you know, it was one of those that by then the word had spread and everybody kind of knew what was going on. And it was a really strange feeling of what was kind of going on in the gym. You know, I think most of our kids and parents and the whole community was still almost definitely in shock, you know. And but we made our plan. You know, we got everybody ready to play. And, you know, we set up and we just got ready to play Buffalo. And one of the hardest things of the whole day, it's even almost still hard to talk about, is one of the parents of one of my girls is our PA announcer. And he came up with an idea of how to introduce the beginning of the game, because he really didn't think he could even say the name Murphy Hahn. You know, it was too emotional right now. It was too fresh. And so what we did is we announced Buffalo Girls, and then we announced our entire team as a group, you know, kind of as a family together. And Murphy and Maddie Hahn kind of led them through the line and went over and shook the hands of the other coach and the officials and so on. And then that's kind of how we started the game. And, you know, and they got a standing ovation, and this was after we'd already had a moment of silence for Kaylee, and you know, and it was tough for everybody there. And I almost felt bad for the Buffalo girls, because they were kind of stuck in the middle of this. I went and talked to Coach Dahlberg. I said, you know, your girls have an opportunity to go to play a state. They've got to play. And she said, I know we do. We, you know, and they did. They played really well, and I was really proud of the fact that how they came to compete and so on. And, you know, and then the first half of the entire game was, it was just strange. It was, the gym was quiet. The only noise you'd really hear is when Buffalo did something good, they would cheer for them, you know, cheer for their team. And the rest of the gym was just quiet. Didn't really know what to do. And our girls were just kind of going through the motions. And I was going through the motions. I really wasn't coaching. I was just kind of sitting on the bench. And we try and cheer something good, we'd do. And, you know, we just kind of, we're literally just there. We weren't even involved. We went in at halftime, and I told the girl, I said, you know, we've had a great season this year. We have 16 minutes left of the season. If we want more than 16 minutes left of the season, we're going to have to play. I said, and I know a lot of us, that's the farthest thing from our mind, but if we're going to do it, we're going to do it. I said, and I have to be able to flip that switch. I said, if you want me to, I'll start being regular old Coach Holly, and I'll yell at you, and I'll yell at the officials, and I'll start jumping around, getting excited, but I need you to go with me if we're going to do it. Because if we're going to do it, we're going to do it as a group. And they kind of hummed and hawed from it, and they said, yeah, we want to win this. We want to play some more. You know, and we kind of went to our normal pregame speech, only it's halftime. We're already down 7 or whatever it was. But we finally kind of did our normal pregame at halftime. And we started trying to, you know, get excited and so on. We came out in the gym and started playing a little bit of energy. And then partway about 2 minutes into that third quarter, 3 minutes in somewhere, Murphy Hahn hits a 3. And, I mean, the entire gym just erupted. And from then on, it was Buffalo didn't have a chance. You know, our kids just, they played off emotion. They started playing just the best we've played all year. And it's, you know, it's really hard to put into words, because unless you were here and experienced it, it's phenomenal, you know. And talked to Buffalo's coaches after the game, and even he said, as soon as Murphy hit that 3 and the crowd blew up, he said, I knew we were done. He said, your kids all of a sudden came to play, and it just, you know, it's just amazing the strength that these kids have to, you know, fight through all that, all the emotions, all the whole atmosphere, the whole, just everything. You know, there's just so much going on, because they're all so tight-knit. You know, Kaylee played with them all last year. You say it all the time as a, you know, with teams and things, you know, you really emphasize that we're in it together and we're, you know, we're kind of a family and so on and so on. And it's one of those things that until something, you know, drastic happens, you don't realize how much all of your kids really, they really are. You know, it's a whole group, and they're really in it for each other, and they do anything they can. And, you know, it was amazing.
How has it been coming back to practice this week then that, you know, that initial shock is wore off and now it's kind of setting in that, you know, it's final, it's happened, you know, it's you know, nothing's ever going to be the same in that realm. How have they come back to practice this week?
Yesterday it was a little tough. I won't lie to you. You know, we had Murphy and Maddie weren't here, you know, and that's, we talked to them a little bit and just told them, said, you know what, we're here for you, whatever we need you to do. If you can practice, great. If you can play this weekend, great. If you can't, that's good. But, you know, we're just going to be here for them no matter what happens. But we honestly sat down and just visited more than we really practiced yesterday. It was more of a, you know, because it was an exhausting weekend. You know, the girls on top of all this emotional stress had played 4 games in 3 days. Physically, they're kind of wore down. Emotionally, they're just exhausted. So it's, you know, it's good to just kind of sit and visit and kind of relax and kind of get in the swing of things. And, you know, today we'll hopefully crank up a real practice and we'll go full speed and get back to basketball. And, you know, tomorrow we'll get a good pregame and get ready to go. And hopefully we'll be ready to play some basketball by Thursday. It's going to be still not an easy week because the funeral's Wednesday. We're going to leave town Wednesday to get up to Casper. You know, and I don't know if we'll have our full team with us or we'll have part of it. And whatever we got, you know, we'll make sure that, you know, we keep everybody in our prayers and thoughts. And we're just going to go play, you know, and that's what we talked about yesterday was basketball is the one thing of normalcy we have right now. You know, the rest of the world's kind of upside down and crazy and weird. But we're going to really try and focus on 2 hours a day is going to be basketball. And that's what we know how to do. That's what we can control. And the rest of it, we just kind of are flying by the seat of our pants and doing what happened.